Week 2, Thursday, Terse. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I think I understand why Israel could turn aside and build the golden calf, in spite of all they'd seen in Egypt, half of which some sorcerer of Egypt's spell could duplicate. I would have thought as well it must have been a trick. How could a staff become a snake? And why? It is to laugh. And here we are trapped in this desert hell. We don't believe our eyes because it's all too good to be what happens in this world. If he loves us so much, why all this pain? It is because we turn our backs and feign to rule our lives ourselves with flags unfurled. We close our ears and so can't hear his call. Master, I call to you for help. I trust your promise. Psalm 119, part 19. Shall I call you with my whole heart? Yes. Please listen to me, Yahweh, and I will keep your regulations. I am calling you to ask if you would rescue me so that I can follow your orders. I rise every morning before dawn and call out for help, because I hope in what you say. My eyes stay awake through the watches of the night as I ponder your words. Please listen to my voice in your tenderness, and revive me, Yahweh, in your justice. Students of evil are coming close to me and drawing farther from your law. But you are near me, Yahweh, and all your commandments are faithful. And I know about your orders from long ago that you have set them firm forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, I call to you for help. I trust your promise. If you love me, says the Master, keep my commandments. Part 20. Take my torment into account, please, and set me free, because I have not forgotten your law. Please take my case and defend me and give me life again as you promised. Rescue is something far away from evil people because they care nothing for your regulations. Yet your tender mercies are great, Yahweh. And so please give the order and revive me because I have a great many oppressors and enemies and still do not deviate from your will. I see traitors and they disgust me because they do not keep what you say. But consider how I love your rules, and give me back my life, Yahweh, in your kindness. Everything you say is true, and every honest verdict of yours is eternal. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. If you love me, says the Master, keep my commandments. Reading, Galatians 5, 13-14. You were called to be free, brothers and sisters. Only don't turn your freedom into an excuse for indulging your flesh. Use it to serve each other in love. The whole law is summed up in one sentence. You are to love your neighbor as if he were yourself. I run easily in the way you have shown, because my heart is full of joy. Master, in the middle of the morning you gave your Holy Spirit to your emissaries as they gathered to pray. Please give us too a share in the life and love your Spirit brings. We make this request through our Master the Prince. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.